This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pressed Tuesday for more cooperation with India on security and trade as the world's two biggest democracies try to strengthen ties, in part to counter China's rising influence. Kerry also said he was hopeful of moving ahead on a deal to provide nuclear energy assistance to India. It comes as nations seek to meet an ambitious goal of boosting annual trade fivefold to around $500 billion. Mr. Kerry said in New Delhi that he was very confident they will strengthen their partnership with what President Obama has called the defining partnership of the 21st century. He added that cooperation on trade and security has room to be able to further grow. Mr. Kerry will meet with the Prime Minister on Wednesday during the two-day visit. The European Union Tuesday ordered Apple to pay a record 13 billion euros in back taxes in Ireland, saying deals allowing the U.S. tech giant to pay almost no taxes were illegal. This is the EU Competition Commissioner, Marguerite Vestager.
This decision sends a clear message. Member states cannot give unfair tax benefits to selected companies. No matter if they are European or foreign, large or small, part of a group or not.
Apple and the Irish government immediately said they would appeal against the European Commission ruling, while the United States Treasury in a written statement said it could undermine an economic partnership with the EU. The tax repayment order follows a three-year inquiry into whether Dublin's tax breaks for Silicon Valley were against the law. VOA News.